Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's the Mac Show!
Yay!
Raise your hands, and we're in HD. We got a flicker problem.
Oh, are we?
But we're sorting on it, and it's something to do with the lighting. Alex Fox has come up with a very technical suggestion of wrapping the camera in foil. I'll be trying that one later. It probably will work, though, which is the thing, so never mind. We're here to discuss the week's Macintosh news, which, as you can imagine, is dominated by one single topic, iPhone rumours, nothing else.
And with me,
I have an enormously stunning panel. And one of them's indeed probably not going to show up here because I haven't set this shot up, but never mind, I'll do it in a second. Joining me top left, we've got the man of the moment, Mr. Don McAllister. How are you doing, sir?
I was doing fine up until I tried to connect this Skype camera again, and it's not working, so I've had to go onto my...
I just love the fact that you can have technical trouble like me.
Well, it only started last week. And it's a great little webcam, but for some reason it just seems to keep going to like a green shade over it. So very weird. But anyway, I'm fine, thank you, Ewan. Yeah, it's had an interesting week.
Doing what?
Well, with Mountain Lion, etc. I actually sort of pre-prepared the Mountain Lion install show and put that out on the same day it came out.
Oh, so good.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
I've been busying myself ever since with a few other things I'm preparing for next week as well. There's tons and tons to cover in Mountain Lion, so it's... I can see it's going to stretch over a couple of weeks at least, I would think, for the in-depth coverage.
Good man, good man. next to him, and joining us from the Philippines, Mr. Kyle Swagger. How are you, buddy?
I'm very well. And how are you, Olympic boy?
Oh, I'm hating it. I absolutely hate it. I wish the Olympics would piss off.
What's what you were saying before the show? It's like everybody's excited about the Olympics except the British now.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the thing is, it's not that. It's just the fact that they do stuff that's just not necessary. Why do you need to shut down half of the already overly crowded and narrow roads in London so that some idiot who can't be bothered to get up on time can get to his event on time? Leave early. Sorry. There you go. I've got it out of my system.
I don't have any comeback with that. Aren't you lucky you got the bid for it?
Yeah, exactly. Next to Kyle, we've got Chris Forsman from a badly troubled Skype earlier on in the photo show, hopefully to something smooth and silky this time. But there you go. How you doing, bud?
Doing great.
Excellent.
Rocking some Mountain Lion.
Lock him.
It's roaring.
We're expecting some keen analysis. And finally, and last but by absolutely no means least, William Green.
Hello.
How are you doing, mate?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Oh, you got a bit of crackly audio, but never mind.
Am I?
Yeah, what's been happening this week for you, pal?
Sorry, just seen the video.
Let me have a look at this video. What is it?
You've got to watch the video, mate.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind at all. So, what you been up to, dude?
I've been in lovely Birmingham, sunny Birmingham today.
Now, have you been enjoying working?
Yes, I've been working.
Yeah, but have you been enjoying working?
Oh, do I enjoy working? It's a difficult one to say. Yeah, I genuinely do, actually. I mean, it's. I think we're probably all working IT and stuff. And yeah, I've got a passion for IT, so yes.
Well, words,
it's a good job for me.
Now, word's getting round that you don't.
Why is that then?
You're a bit work shy, mate.
Work shy?
Yes.
Work shy? Me?
No. And it got to the point so that the word has spread so far that James Hart last night on the big show decided to get his own back and do a Will Green impression. So just for your delectation, because I know you won't watch the big show and see it, I've got it queued up for you, mate. So here you go. I hope you're watching your monitor. This is James Hart does Will Green.
Wow. I'm going to do my impression of Will Green, if that's okay.
Please go ahead.
Right. I was wondering whether I'm really busy or normal for normal people, and normally I'm really work shy, and I don't know. And I've got this mate who keeps kelp.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know what to say.
Will, Will Green as done by James Hart. And done being the operative word, I fancy.
The cheek of it. Yeah, well, that's very nice.
We've also had an email, which some of you may... You can join in with this one. This is from Andy, and these are questions for Will Green.
Right.
Question one. If a man is at the bottom of a cliff and he is dead and he has half a match on his head, how did he die?
He has half a match on his head.
Yeah. There you go. You can do that at the end of the show because it's bad audio at the minute. Question two. Two horses are born at the same time, travel the world and died at the same time, but they didn't live to the same age. How was that possible? And the third question. Which word, if pronounced right, is wrong, but if pronounced wrong, is right? There you go. Questions for Will Green. So that's mass. We won't be hearing a word out of Greeny for the rest of the show now.
You'll be thinking about that the entire time. What's that damn answer?
Email me, and I'll respond next Friday.
I can't email. Oh, I'll have to email them to you afterwards because they've got the answers next to them. So because I wouldn't work out. I'm sitting reading them, thinking, "What the hell's that about?" And also, again, you've featured in our reviews. If you've got a review for the show, please send it in. Thank you ever so much, Ian Lewis. Always current and useful. Also manages to remain light-hearted. Don't stop going off on the tangents, Will. Or taking the mickey out of each other. It's what makes the show worth listening to. And Nick Riley said, I think the British Tech Mac have edged in front of one of my favourite podcasts. There's some good discussions and banter that makes it special. Why talk out Mac-related things when you can berate Will for what he's just said? Pick up the good work. I know you never cease to make me laugh. Thank you ever so much for people. We'll do international stores next week. That's going to be the theme. So if you're listening overseas from the UK and you've got an international stores account, we're going to trawl the international stores and your review could be read out. Yeah, there you go. The Week in Mac. Mountain Lion dominated, I guess. Plain and simple. I'm sure we've all installed.
What's that vacuum sound?
That was a vacuum cleaner probably on the end of Will's Mac. Okay. USB.
Can you hear me now?
We've got you just fine, mate. Perfect. Lovely. Glorious. Now, we've all installed Mountain Lion.
Indeed.
Yes. And, yes.
Right. Now, the first thing to think about, was it effortless?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I thought so. I mean, it said 30 minutes and it did it in about 27, so it was about right.
45 over here. 45.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. But I've heard varying stories. A lot of people have said it's 30-ish minutes to go for. Everyone said it's relatively easy, and a lot of people with older Macs, 2007 plus, and one of which I've got Mr. Clayden here with me. Say hello, Aaron.
Hello.
He's here for the weekend and barbecue and getting drunk this afternoon. And he's got a 2007 iMac. And, dude, you said it went really, real smooth.
Yeah. The installation was smooth, and it's running a lot slicker now. Full stop. I mean, it seems to use less RAM. It just, it's new computer almost.
Yeah, no, I mean, That's interesting because that's a story that's popped up a lot. A lot of people, particularly the 2007 Macs, have all said the same thing. Slick as snot now. What have we found? I mean, has anyone put it on an older machine? Don, you don't own any, so there's no point in asking you.
I've got a 2010 MacBook Air, and even on that, it's, which is still using a Core 2 Duo processor, and it definitely seems smoother. I mean, I wouldn't say it's necessarily like the fastest thing, but it's definitely smoother.
I have to say that, I mean, I follow quite a few people on Twitter, and the Twitter stream, pretty consistently, there's been a couple of issues that people have had, but on the whole, everyone seems to have a really pain this upgrade. And the thing that's causing most pain to most people is the lack of AirPlay support and also the PowerNap stuff. The PowerNap stuff is only for really recent Macs, and the AirPlay support as well, I think, is only for mid-2011 and onwards. So some people are griping about that, really, which is understandable. But on the whole, it's been pretty painless, I would think.
Carl, yours is 2010, isn't it? 2011?
No, 2011, yeah. It's last year. Yeah.
So again, smooth, easy, quick?
Oh, it was smooth. I mean, the biggest pain in the butt for me was just the bandwidth limitations.
Yeah, it took you a long time to get it down.
Yeah, that's the 45 minutes, actually. It's just to get the damn thing downloaded. No, it went really smooth. Everything, unlike Lion, this worked. Everything worked. I didn't have any plug-in problems. I didn't have any, USB stuff not working. You know, it just all went, it went really, really smooth. I was quite happy. It's like, I think it's like what Lion should have been is what we have now with Mountain Lion.
Yeah, it's 10.8. Yeah. Yeah. Chris, now you said that there's the, you've written an article and talked about the theory of why it does feel faster for the older Macs. What's the thinking behind this?
Well, I'm actually doing some research on it right now. I haven't written it up yet. Maybe later today or this weekend I should have it published. But it definitely seems that there's graphical changes. One of the things that we know is that core animation has been optimized. And previously, so if you have one of the Macs with dual GPUs and the MacBook Pros that switch graphics from integrated to a discrete, Core Animation used to be one of those frameworks that would trigger the switch to a discrete GPU to get better performance. But now Apple has optimized that for the integrated Intel graphics, so it doesn't switch. If an app is just using Core Animation, which is pretty impressive. I mean, it means that Apple's satisfied with the optimizations that they've made, that they don't feel that a switch to a discrete GPU is necessary to give a smooth performance. So that is a signal to me that the improvement is there. But just in the OpenGL tests that I've done so far show that even on the Intel GPU or the discrete NVIDIA GPU, the Retina MacBook Pro, I'm getting it like 2 to 3 more frames per second on Cinebench. So no. it's definitely, they've done a lot of what appears to be graphics improvements, and I think that's really giving users this feel that everything is faster. I'm not sure. I mean, it's not like the CPU can run any faster, but I think
it's utilization, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the one question, this is the one person that I've been desperate to talk to this week about this and understand what the changes are, is Will Green. Because, Will, you are the one that's been petitioning for so long for new screensavers. Are you happy with the new screensavers, mate? The wallpaper's crap, I'm sorry, but the screensavers, I think they would be really pleasing to you.
They're good. I like them. They're very nice. As far as wallpaper is concerned, I only noticed one change, the bluey spacey thing.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
The beach is nice.
What do you expect, Will? It was $20. Yeah. You get one wallpaper.
Not even.
The screensavers look nice. I noticed that they've got rid of I didn't notice. I had a tweet to say they got rid of the RSS wallpaper, screensaver. And what else? Screensavers are a pain in the arse, really, aren't they? Let's be honest. I mean, does anybody...
You were waiting for them. You said you were waiting for them.
Wallpaper. It was the wallpaper I was waiting for.
Oh, sorry, man.
I'll defend Will on that. It was wallpaper.
Well, you'd be gutted then because it's crap. Same
the blue
crap.
One's nice.
Same off. It's pleasant, yeah, but yeah. It's not. Now then, no, seriously, though, you were a Lion hater, weren't you? I mean, and the chat room has said... iBookery says Lion was the Vista of Mac OS for sure. So we really are interested. You were begging for it last week. You've got it in. You've shoved it straight in, and as it goes,
works perfectly. Fixes all of the, mainly, Chris. It was interesting to what you were talking about, the graphics. I think it was mainly graphics issues with my MacBook Pro. Maybe this thing about switching between it's got two graphics cards in for some reason. Why don't they just put one graphics card in? Bloody ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, why, for God's sake? It's like, anyway.
Just to piss you off, Will.
Poor man is just perplexed today.
I mean, yeah, anyway, so it's absolutely wonderful. I love it. I as far as changes is concerned, there's not really that much difference, I don't think. It's a notification thing, isn't there?
Well, I mean, here we go then. Now, I mean, we're into the changes already here. And let's start with notifications. I've got to say, I hate Growl. Growl is the bane of my life, and it will not piss off. It just keeps popping up in the corner. And it's one of those things that I know I can get rid of it. I know I can uninstall it. But it's one of those things you forget to do. It goes down the list of importance, and then it just pops up again. I can't wait for Growl to die. Notifications seems to be pretty good, but there's a lot of people saying that they're having trouble tying it to programs, so they can't integrate it with Twitter and that kind of stuff. It's only bringing up simple stuff like email and calendar notifications.
I'm not having problems with that. No, I'm getting everything to work. And to be honest with you, notifications is just as good as it is on the iPhone. And it's so good that it does start to annoy you.
Yeah, I mean, it's only for the Apple supplied applications as of yet. Although there is a public API, the developers will have only seen it at WWDC, so they've got to rewrite their apps to take advantage of the API. The only one I've seen that actually does do it and does it really nicely is Tweetbot, the Tweetbot Alpha for Mac. That's got proper notifications built into the application, and they appear in the notifications panel and pop-ups and alerts. That works really well.
Russ is in the chat room saying his is working fine with Twitter, but I know Alex's definitely isn't, and I've heard a couple of other people say it's not.
Well, here's the thing. The official Twitter client doesn't support the Notification Center APIs, but Mountain Lion has built-in Twitter support in it. You have to go into your mail... what is it called now? Mail calendar accounts in the system preferences and log into Twitter there. And then you'll start getting notifications for mentions and direct messages. Mm. And then you can configure it from there. But I found it by accident because I was working on this article about Notification Center and it said, Apple said you can just send a tweet right from it. And I was like, well, there's no button. How do I do it? And I realized that I had to, after playing around, I figured I had to put in my Twitter credentials into the system preferences, and it wasn't pulling it from the official Twitter client, and it wasn't pulling it from Tweetbot. I had to put it in myself. And once I did, now there's all this Twitter integration. I can send tweets from Notification Center, or when I click the share button on apps that have a share button, I can tweet pictures and links and stuff from Safari and all kinds of things. So
the chat room's coming out with quite a lot here. I'll try and keep up, but it's running fast. Teresa says, Maxess says to Teresa, Air Parrot will allow you to do air mirroring on older Macs if you haven't managed to upgrade to Mountain Lion. It won't support it. Grant says, this is a polished lion, though I don't recommend anyone trying to polish lions. Thanks, mate. Wise words. There's apparently, Max Sester's discovered that Mountain Lion is not compatible with Parallel 6. So that's the only thing that he's found so far. I mean, I've got to say, every program that I've got has worked just fine, extremely well. I haven't found anything that's failed as yet. I'm sure I will. Probably when I upgrade the studio machine. And Grant is always saying, Don, Sparrow works just fine with it as well as. It's into notifications too. iTenex is saying, stick with Growl and port the notifications into Mountain Lion with a free application called Hiss.
Yeah, there's an app called Hiss.
Unsupported stuff, we'll go that route if you need it. Currently unsupported.
Although the Growl developers told us a couple weeks ago, I think it was, that they're actually working on their own update to the official Growl app that will, you can set up to automatically forward notifications to Notification Center. Again, older apps or apps that are just using Growl and not the new APIs can be filtered that way as well.
Has anyone found any applications that have struggled or not worked? I mean,
No. I mean, I did get a warning on one of my older machines that I used VMware, an old version of VMware, and even had a version of Snaps Pro X on there from goodness knows when. And they both complain. But the nice thing, again, is when you actually do startup or when you finish the installation, if it does find any applications it knows it's going to have problems with, it will actually tell you about it so you can sort them out.
Is there no compatibility mode?
I don't think so.
That was a Windows favourite, wasn't it? Here's a thought, Will. Have you tried Logic 8 again? Just to see if they've unborked it?
No, I haven't. Because I'm just waiting for Logic 10 to come out. I keep looking in the rumors, and there's nothing in the rumors about it. But what I've got is I've dual booted it, so I've got my good old Snow Leopard sort of doing its thing. So, but I'll try it. That's a good point.
Yeah, it'd be good if they'd unbalked it, wouldn't it? That would be fantastic. But you can't see.
Yeah, I can't imagine them going backward. What to Save As? Anyway, I was told Save As is coming back, but I'm
that was Fallsman last week, and I've got to say that was on my list. I haven't found it. So
use the alt key, Luke.
Yep. Use the alt key.
That was like kind of oi moron. Anyone else, Don? Anyone else? I wouldn't have taken that. It's just because it's you.
No, it's not there actually. Unless you, when you do go onto the file menu, hold the Alt key down, and miraculously, Save As reappears.
Well, why don't they bloody put it there? Then?
I don't want to admit they were wrong and have it there in your face, but they've brought it back and it's sort of hidden. So, you know, spare the feelings. I mean,
hit the Apple admission key. Apple lost touch. That's what the Alt key stands for.
Actually, it's the Option key. So you're using a Mac. It's Alt.
I call it the Alt key.
I've got a Mac keyboard and it's got Alt written on it. So yeah,
Alt or Option. I'm fed up saying that all the time on the podcast. Actually, on the tutorials, it's a pain.
Teresa in the chat room says, "Is notifications on by default, or do you need to turn it on?" I think it's on by default.
Yep.
It comes up. I haven't turned it on, certainly.
All the Apple apps that have notifications are, they're already turned on. Their default settings are on.
Yeah. Dictation you have to turn on. That's not on by default, is it? But that's well worth doing in the accessibility functions. And Teresa's also saying, by the way, special thanks to Don for his excellent screencasts on upgrading.
Thank you.
If you haven't got Screencast Online membership, you damn well should. You're a muppet. Go get it now.
That was a free one this week as well. So,
I thought
I'd give it to the community.
Look,
you know,
at that. You're grateful, but any gripes? Has anything that struck you straight away? Is like, I've got to say, with notifications,
no wallpaper.
Yeah, okay, we did that. But notifications, they're a bit hit or miss. I've had a couple of emails that have popped up, and I've got to say, the first two, when I clicked on them, nothing happened. And then I sent a tweet out saying, "Oh, Apple, what have you done?" And Don, you replied and said, "No, it works fine." And the next two I did worked fine, but then the next two after that didn't work. And I don't know if it's an accounts thing or not. And there's a question in the chat room: can you set up notifications for only specific email accounts, or does it naturally just do it for all of them? And I haven't tried that.
No, it doesn't. You can. There's some control in Mail. There's a real basic option in the preferences to set up, like, whether it comes to your inbox or all inboxes and things like that. But the real nice thing is that you can set up rules, and rules can trigger notifications. So you can set up a rule that only emails from your boss send a notification, or only emails to your Gmail account give you notifications, or different things like that.
Have you and Don slept in the last 2 days? It's only been out for a day and a half.
No.
And you're into mail preferences, little minor ones.
No, I don't sleep.
You don't have a life either.
He doesn't sleep.
You know where Save As is?
He doesn't feel pity.
No, I don't have a life. All my free time is taken up with these ridiculous podcasts.
Question from a chat. We got a chat room user here called No Mountain Lion, who I'm guessing is not got Mountain Lion and can't upgrade. Do you think Lion's going to get Save As back as well?
No.
That really is a note. A definite. Oh, we made a.
I've only found one bug up to now.
Apple rarely backports features.
Yeah.
Sometimes
there's probably a lot of coding to do that, which just wouldn't be worth it. Sorry, Don, you said you found one.
Yeah, no, I've only found one sort of bug that irritated me, and that was with the reading list synchronization. You know, in Safari, you can synchronize your reading lists across the different Macs, and the iCloud tabs were working fine, but I couldn't get my reading list to sync until I went to another device and created a new reading list entry on that device, and then suddenly, miraculously, they burst into life. So if anyone's having problems trying to synchronize reading lists across multiple Macs, just go to the other Mac and create a new entry in the reading list, and then they'll start synchronizing for some reason. So it seems to wait until another one triggers it off. Bit weird.
I got to say, I am taken aback. I mean, you looked at the last upgrade for Snow Leopard and for Lion, and there was a massive list online of all the applications that didn't work, what versions there were, and that kind of stuff. I've heard nothing. I've heard nothing about any applications that read on. Parallel 6 is the first one I've heard there in the chat room from...
It was the same with... I mean, it seems to be the pattern now in that they bring out the new version. So, I mean, it happened with Leopard. You know, Leopard was quite a painful upgrade, and then Snow Leopard was a breeze, and then Lion was a bit of a painful upgrade, and now, you know, Mountain Lion's been a breeze. So they seem to... because they're iterating on a big release, it gives them time to smooth things out. Of course, everyone's brought their applications up to Lion level, or to make them line ready. So it's much easier for them to go to mountain line from that point on.
Now, what about hardware, though? Because, I mean, drivers for hardware is a key part. One of the things that's slowing me down and bringing me back from going to put mountain line on the studio machine that you gave us, Don, is my PreSonus sound card, which I really rely on for the shows. Is that going to be blocked? Because the other problem, you know, the rollback facility just isn't there. I'm wiping the hard drive and starting again if this doesn't work.
I wonder if the line drivers are available. I bet you know, more than likely they will work on mountain line, I would think.
Yeah. Anyone else know of any hardware issues that's
coming? I'm not having any.
So here we go. Then let's take a quick vote. Should I be still? I mean, Don, you were exercising caution with me last week, saying just be careful, but should I be putting mountain line on the studio machine?
No, don't touch the damn thing. It's working.
It depends if you need any of the extra features.
Might get rid of the flicker on the screen here.
You know.
If anyone's got a suggestion to stop me flicker, then write in. Feel free. It's a Logitech C9 Twin.
Yeah, it might be worth waiting to the next point release.
I got a tip.
Oh, Greeny, we knew you'd come good.
No, it's a really good one. Is if you haven't upgraded yet. Yeah. Is my audio sounding okay?
No, you're beautiful, mate. You just carry on.
If you haven't upgraded yet, it took me about 2 hours to download it. But before you click the install, copy it and paste it. Because after the install process has gone through, the download disappears. So if you've got multiple Macs or you want to take a backup of the installation thing, image, then do that. Good, isn't it? That was a useful tip, wasn't it?
That was. I mean, the you can always get your install version down again by holding down the Option key, can't you, when you click on it install?
I know you could with Lion. They seem to just, it's on my machine, you can actually just re-download it again. The label comes up with just download, so yeah. It looks as though they've stopped sort of trying to stop you from downloading
it. Oh, it does, yes. It comes down with download. And so, Option does nothing.
Yeah. So you can just download it at your leisure. But if you've got limited bandwidth, you know, as Will says, the best thing to do is to copy off that installation package before pressing continue, and then you've got a copy of it downloaded.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't change screens there because I was trying to look in the Mac App Store. But have we still linked to the 5 download limit for this at the moment? We're not.
Well, doesn't matter with my cutting tip, does it?
Well, no, I've got 7 Macs I want to put it on.
No, that's
no. I didn't know there was.
No.
That's, wasn't aware there were any limits.
No, there's no limit.
Yeah, because there's a 5 machine authorization for you.
That's in iTunes though. That's for
no. That applies to your Mac App Store as well.
Really?
Don't think so.
Well, if that's the case,
unlimited.
I'm gutted then, because if that's the case, I've been sat in here like a moron for God knows how long, thinking I couldn't upgrade certain machines.
No, you're fine.
OS, so.
Yeah. When it first came out, I think I downloaded up to about 7, not the OS, but I just did a test app and managed to find about 7 different machines that I was able to download it all on, and it worked fine.
Right.
Trust me, Ewan, if anybody knows about installing it on 150 different machines, it's gone.
Yeah, if I say I think I know something and Don says the complete opposite, no matter what right. It is, my earth is shaking and I just go along with
you. You'll be fine.
You know, well, what I've noticed right about wrong, Mountain I? Lion is... Oh, sorry. I was going to say, what I've noticed about Mountain Lion is that, you know, a few months ago we were all... Actually, more than a few months ago, about a year ago, we were all saying, oh, what's going to happen to our original Mac experience? Do we like this integration of iOS sort of merging with OS X? And I have to say, this is the first time with updating to Mountain Lion, this is the first time that I really feel that I'm actually getting the whole experience. I'm getting... It is nice to go from the iPhone to the iPad back to the Mac and have everything basically seamlessly all... What I was doing in one place is already there, thanks to, you know, that's thanks to iCloud. But I think I'm okay with it now. I used to be very diehard about, I don't leave my Mac the way it is. I like my iPhone the way it is, but I'm liking it now, honestly.
Turncoat.
Yeah.
Normally it's other people turning coat.
It's probably because everything worked right out of the box this time. And like with Line, I was cursing it every other second.
There's no pain.
I've just realised,
yeah,
Don.
Yeah,
you could call your podcast "Screen Cats Online." Is that good? Because cats, as in lion and mountain.
There you things. Go.
Have I you bought now? What you need to make sure you do here, Don, is go to uk2.net and make sure you buy screen cats online so no one else can get it.
Yeah.
Because that they could they could they because you type things the wrong way around.
Well, you're supposed sudden, to, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah.
You're supposed to. Mm-hmm.
Dyslexic screen cats online. Other big upgrade this week then. iWork. Thank God. Pages, numbers, and the other one I never use. Keynote, there we go. They're all upgraded as well. Now, what really impressed me was, because there's quite a big change in these. I know the functionality is the same, but the back-end stuff, the dictation support, the iCloud support and that kind of thing, I thought they might put you an upgrade fee in there, but I tell you what, they've really got me as a customer this week by making those just a plain upgrade with no charge.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, though, I mean, people were surprised that iWork didn't actually, you know, sort of have a new number and a complete rewrite. Because there are still some issues, not issues, but it's great that they've given us the iCloud functionality, and now we can actually use iCloud as it's supposed to be, you know, on your Mac and on your iOS device as well. But there are still incompatibilities, but there are still things like missing fonts. And what I think they're going to do is probably when iOS 6 comes out or later on this year, is to actually bring those two applications closer together, the Mac version and the iOS version, so that it's completely seamless, you know, when you actually want to transfer. Because now we've got the mechanism in place, and we can transfer files from our Mac to our iPad. But if you do that, it will actually come up with a prompt to say, well, actually, this might look different on your iPad. Do you want to make a copy? And you can make a copy and start playing with it. I'm pretty sure that, you know, this is a minor upgrade as far as they're concerned, because they just wanted to get the pipework in place. But then in a couple of months, you know, they'll bring out a complete new version of both the Mac and the iOS version of iWork, and they will be seamlessly sort of interchangeable, the same file formats, the same fonts, you know, the same templates, and you can just move between one device and another very easily.
That is a huge issue, isn't it? The fact that if you make a keynote, you have to have made it in the iPad to make sure that it
functions.
That's the best,
when you go. Yeah, that's the best rule, really. Do it on the iPad and then transfer it across to your Mac.
Which is pointless. It is stupid. It's an integration issue that's I would have said, you know, child's play to a certain degree, but what do I know about coding? Who knows? Coding for me is when I'm trying to work out what my wife said. Dictation has come, and what's the word on dictation?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That was a fantastic tweet, Don, and it was great.
It actually worked. I was amazed.
And it spelt it correctly.
It was perfect. I actually did a second one when I was doing the prep for the dictation part of the tutorial I'm doing. And there's that very long Welsh word, you know, the Welsh village.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I can actually say. And I did it in the dictation, and it worked. And I was astounded. And then I did it on Twitter, and it came up with some complete garbage. But, I was really so impressed with the dictation. I mean, it's not going to take over from Nuance, because you can only do, like, you know, 20 seconds at a time or whatever. But, you know, it's fantastic. I can see it using it a lot more.
Do you think that's perhaps a licensing issue, or you know, would they be silly at this point to try and kill Nuance?
Well, it uses Nuance's engine.
Yeah,
and remember, it's the same thing that powers Siri, and Nuance offers this API so that basically anyone can use their web-based, text to, or speech to text.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it linked to, you can do it, but you can only have it for a short period of time. You can't have the full engine that we use for unlimited speech to text.
I think the limit is just the fact that it's got to send the audio to the server and then send back the text.
Yeah. No, it's naturally controlled.
Yeah. So
Dragon Speak naturally controlled.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I noticed that, you know, John Siracusa, who writes our Mac OS reviews, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, the Mac isn't really limited like a mobile device is as far as computing power and storage space and all that. There's no sense that you couldn't have the whole, you know, naturally speaking engine on the Mac. But I think it's just a matter of, you know, does Apple want to pay Nuance to license the full engine to install on every Mac, and how much space will it take, and et cetera, et cetera. And also add support of that, whereas they can just integrate this API that Nuance offers, you know, and let Nuance take care of it. And, you know, the engine gets upgraded every time Nuance updates their servers. So
I used it in a reasonably noisy office yesterday with a very poor MiFi connection back to the net, and it was top hole. It made one mistake on one word, and it was is or it, I think it was, that changed. And I was seriously good, very, very good.
I'm surprised. I've seen reports as well. I've not seen it in action, but on some MacBooks that it will actually, if the fans are spinning, when you go into dictation, it switches the fans off momentarily so it can have a better chance of hearing you.
Now, that sounds ridiculously logical. Well
I've
done,
not
Apple.
Seen it, but it's been widely reported, so no reason to believe it's not true.
According to John Syracuse's review, which was excellent on Ars Technica, you should go and have a read of it, the changes to the newly skeuomorphic versions of iCal and Address Book. I didn't notice any changes, I have to say. Never let alone try to explain skeuomorphic, but...
They're subtle. They're subtle.
No kidding.
Yeah,
they're taking the stitching off, haven't they? I think the embossed stitching around the edge of, and they're not called iCal and Address Book now. You know, the Cal and Contact, calendar and Contact.
No,
that's the biggest.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, no, it's all in the lettering.
You've got me running for me MacBook now. I'm trying to. I don't believe that. I can't believe I've missed that. Here we go. What's it? They had to drop the iCal tag, though, because, I mean, it was an absolute dog, wasn't it? iCal, it's still not good, but the fact
that... You got to do that again, Ewan. You sound like Stewie from Family... You sound like Stewie from Family Guy.
I've never watched Family Guy, but I've not... what's the name? Last year's rugby tour, I got my shirt through, and they don't tell you your nickname on it, and it's usually something derogatory. Some of them are overtly derogatory. It's just a plain swear word. But mine had Herbert on it, and I was like, what? I don't get Herbert. And apparently it's a Family Guy reference, Herbert the Pervert, which I wasn't aware that I was that people knew about it to myself.
Let me see those muscly arms there, paper boy.
I try and keep my sunglasses on during the summer and stuff so that people don't know where I'm looking, and...
All right.
I've been caught.
Giddy, giddy, giddy. All right.
All right.
Sorry.
What should we do next? 30-pin dock connector. Apparently, we're going to go to a 19-pin from a 30-pin dock connector. Previously confirmed, citing sources previously confirmed from Apple's plans to shift to a smaller dock connector and get away from the 30-pin connector. Yes, no.
I don't really care. Screw you, Apple. I'll just sync it via Wi-Fi. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Who needs a dock connector?
It's hot outside. You want to come in and have a popsicle? Let me see those muscly arms.
I shouldn't have let that out, should I?
No.
It was only a shirt. Anyway, does he look like me or something then?
No.
A little bit. Yep. Just a little. Just a tiny tinge of...
Clayton here is crying. So I will be getting information from Clayton afterwards, and he's going to get the crap beaten out in front of his kids if he doesn't tell me. 19-pin dock connector. Yes, no.
Yep.
It's definitely coming then.
Yep. Yep, I would say so. It's time for a change. You know, they need to make us spend another $60,000 on cables, so the time has come.
Well, they don't need some of the connect. They don't need some of the pins, do they? Because I think half a dozen of them are just for FireWire. And, of course, no one syncs their iPod by FireWire anymore, so you know, they may as well get...
Analog stuff, too. I think they're moving to just all digital pins. They're getting rid of all the analog stuff.
Right. So it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, they'll probably supply adapters.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
There'll be an adapter.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah, that'll be £30 for the adapter.
Will, you dive in, mate. Is this a nano prediction? You're on mute, son.
Damn tangents.
How does this work?
No, you're still on mute.
Anyway, moving on.
Maybe you're not on mute. Maybe we crapped out. There's no audio, pal. We can't hear a word. You can obviously hear us, though, because you're looking lost. Your green screen illumination is not the best this week, but never mind. And I'm filling time. And otherwise, anyone else got anything to say about the 13-pin dock connector now? 19-pin even?
No.
19-30.
Is it going to be an adapter? 20. There's got to be an adapter, surely.
Yeah. They'll do like mini cradles that fit into docks and things, I would have thought, or a little adapter. But as Callum said, it'll probably cost you $30. But nah, they'll chuck one in the box for nothing.
Jolly good. Greeny, are you back yet?
No.
He's frozen as well now.
He's frozen as well.
There we go. Will Green, silent and still. There's people with his wife had paid money for that. He's gone. There we go. Official.
Poor Will.
Mr. Clayton can bring him back in if he ever rings back. And actually, Aaron's got a good thank you for Will, because whilst listening to last week's episode and finding out at the end that his wife still hasn't forgiven him for forgetting his wedding anniversary, he remembered that today is his wedding anniversary. So congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Clayton. And well done, Aaron, for not having to sleep on my sofa tonight. Any other stories?
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting that it looks like Apple's dropping the password requirement for the free app downloads. I find that kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain amount. Even some of the free stuff is rated, isn't it? So are they dropping all ratings, or are they dropping just the stuff that's below our rating?
I have no idea. I mean, for tidbits that it was all this week, is that they're just dropping the password requirement for the free apps. So I don't know. I don't like it, honestly. I'm never bothered by putting it in, especially if it's like one of these, say, you know, there's a family that shares the iPad. You may find one day that, you know, little Johnny installed a bunch of free crap on there you didn't want. So I don't know.
That's one of the things that really bothers me at the moment, because I have to give the wife the password for the App Store so she can put stuff on the kids' iPads. And we only put educational stuff on. But but I'm away from home and I'm scrolling through, and all of a sudden there's a whole page of apps has appeared that are, some of them are free, some of them aren't. And it's like, Frogbert, what the hell's Frogbert? Where did that come from? And then I get my thing through saying, did you realise these have been purchased? And you're like, ugh. I get all kinds of rubbish. Count 1, 2, 3. And the thing that bothers me as well is, because I see all of these things now, because of the echoing, I go and look at them and see what they are, and you get 2 or 3 seconds of summit, and then bang, advert, and then bang, do you want to upgrade? And then bang, here's your password. And there's a, unless you've switched that you know, password all the time for purchases off, I could end up with so much crap, because the kids wouldn't know any different. I mean, Bryony looks at the stuff, and she's got some great little matching games and things like that that are free. She does one round, and then bang, she's got this advert that takes her Christ knows where. And I don't know if the advert's controlled for the app or not. It could be taking it to anything. So I think there's still a bit to do there. And I think that's a bit of a retrograde move in ever-increasing vulnerability for iOS and for macOS. Surely removal of passwords is a bad thing, even on free stuff.
I'm never bothered with it. I mean, yeah, sometimes it's annoying, but if you're downloading something, I just think it should be required. Why not?
Green was there, and then he's disappeared, and I've no idea. That's really weird. Oh, he's back.
I think it just adds a little bit. It just removes some of the friction involved. I especially like the fact that when you're updating existing apps, you also don't have to put in your password, because you still have to go through the act of, you know, hitting update and activating it. It's not like you're going to accidentally update your software. But it just kind of removes some of that friction. You know, if you're downloading a free app, it doesn't cost you any money. So it's not like you need to have it secure. You know, it's not like you need to secure your credit card information from being used again without your permission. I mean, I think it makes sense, because you still have to set up your device. You still have to use an Apple ID to get it all set up, and you have to put in an Apple ID to even use the App Store in the first place. Anyway, all it's doing is removing that extra step of entering a password just when you want to download a free app. And I think so it'll just be as easy as you just tap buy and there it is.
Yeah. Going back to 30-pin, Darren in the chat room saying, but most of the 30-pins have been used at one time or another. But take FireWire and video out of the equation, you can junk most of what's in there. And he's also adding the 30-pin is mechanically poor and very easily damaged as well. Is another good point. Is Frogbert my pick for this week? It's a good game. It's hard as well. There's no way the kids are going to manage it. And Skype's a bit of a bugger today, says Alex.
No.
It definitely is. I want a password on any app purchase that I've got. I don't want it for upgrading apps, because that is annoying, says Teresa. How many people really use the Kinect to share video from your iPhone to other devices, or it all AirPlay now? Says Gazmaz. Good point as well. Another video from Gaz coming up. And Skype is slow due to some snooping stuff, apparently. And Darren's put a thing in there on itportal.com about Skype denies spying accusations. Should have done that on the big show last night, shouldn't we, eh?
Heard this.
Can you hear me?
Now he's back. Here we go.
I think it must be Skype.
Skype is awful today.
Yeah, it's going really strange. Is it because I haven't updated Skype after installing Mountain Lion, I wonder?
I don't know that there is an update to Skype.
I just had one. I just had an update just before the show.
Well, that would be a consistent factor because everyone that's been having trouble has been on a Mountain Lion machine, I'm guessing. So.
Interesting.
We'll give that a go. We'll see if I have one in front of me here. Let me just type in Skype and see if it comes up with an upgrade notice. There we go.
We have found our first bug.
Apple HD TV is coming, but it may be US only and not released until 2014. Any news for us, Kyle, on the Apple TV front?
Thanks a lot. I love how everybody laughs at that. Well, it makes sense for US only, doesn't it? I mean, all the content distribution deals that they'd be getting for the thing will have to come US first. You couldn't spread that all over the world now, could we? Would be nice, especially in my neck of the woods, but that makes perfect logical sense to me. Okay. And yes, it's still coming. So there.
It's still coming. Are you back on speaking terms with your cousin yet?
Actually, no, we haven't talked since.
Is he still in employment?
Oh, yeah. No, he's definitely still there. So we didn't get him fired yet. No, we didn't get him fired. No.
I've just gone on my machine here and had a look, and I didn't update Skype recently at all. That's probably been on there for a couple of weeks now, and I've not shown any update available for Skype. So
weird.
So there you go. And now I've shown all the Skype lines for the network. I'll be getting random calls. What an arse. You Muppet Rankin.
Not mine, thank God.
I'll have to get that blanked out on the video. What are you doing this weekend, Aaron? how do you do masking and blurring in Final Cut? Have you got a Final Cut Pro masking and blurring tutorial, please?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, 1461.
Well, I did do a Final Cut Pro 10 show. I can't remember if I did masking and blurring in it. That's any problem.
Oh, you obviously know how to, so we'll be talking later.
I was looking at CyberPulse in the chat room. You only spoke to Sharon for 3 minutes, but for BTN, it was 14 minutes.
Well, we kind of just know what each other's thinking.
Oh,
I might be on the sofa tonight. Right, this podcast and all the others is brought to you thanks to UK2.net. I have reinstilled the floating UK2 logo. Just so that Kyle Swagger can poke round the side and look out the corner during the advert. We've also renewed with them as well. They've extended our server license for another 2 years. Thank you very much, UK2.net. They continue to support us. We love them to bits. They are saying that they are very happy with the, in quotes, the relationship with you. And as I was saying last night on the big show, they say that their return on investment is positive for BTN. You guys give them a lot more than they spend keeping us afloat. And thank you very much. Very kind of them to do so. If you've got anything that you want for the web, VPN, VPS, domain names, etc., go get them from UK2. Go to our website, click on the link. Make sure you click on the link. Use the offer codes that are on our sponsors page, and you'll get massive quantities off their services. And every time that you buy from UK2, you also support BTN. So thank you ever so much to UK2, and thanks to you guys as well, because without you buying their services, then we'd be stuffed. And the chat room's going, yay. Very kind. Double yay as well.
Yay!
Well done. Right. Have we got any cool things, Mr. McAllister?
Yeah, I'll do a small utility application. It's not free, but it's only £1.49, so it's not too expensive. It's from the Mac App Store. It's called Jettison. And basically what it does is it sits in your menu bar, and when you want to put your Mac to sleep, or if you just want to eject all the external drives connected to your Mac, you just click on Jettison, and it disconnects them all for you, and then it either gives you a beep if they've all disconnected successfully, or it gives you another noise. I can't remember what mine's set for, but it gives you another like a honk or something if it hasn't disconnected them. So it's really useful on a laptop. You know, if you've got a couple of drives connected, you want to take your laptop away, just use Jettison and it'll eject them all. Just take the laptop away.
Yeah, you do get a lot of stuff when you know, there's something that's holding on to it. You know, it's particularly things like file converters. When you switch them down and they don't go completely off, they still hold on to something for it. So ejecting drives that way is a force.
Yeah, well, this is nice as well in that it will also eject the drives if you put it to sleep. So you can actually disconnect the power cable, close the lid of your laptop so your laptop starts going to sleep, and Jettison kicks in then and ejects all your external drives so you can safely take it away.
Right, excellent. Good one. Did you say £1.49?
£1.49, Jettison.
Very good. Mr. Swagger, what do you have?
I have an app, and it's for the London Olympics.
Oh, God.
And I'm actually... Sorry. Hey, I feel festive, unlike you Brits over there.
The results are festive.
I don't know. I like it. First and foremost, you can put it in for your time zone. So particularly over here where everything happens about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It has all the sports, the calendar function of what events are happening, what day, what's happening right now. Archery. You can watch archery right now.
Oh, brilliant.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Oh, I just got Boris Johnson, his Santa Olympics. Yeah.
You know everybody in France is going right now, well, screw you, we should have got it.
Yeah, okay. One day,
France. Anyways, it's free, and I do like some of the things. I like the basketball stuff, the football stuff, and the boxing and that kind of stuff. So, it's nice over here. We've got 3 channels of high definition pay-per-view over here, which is kind of nice.
And you're getting into rugby. We sat and watched the rugby game together last week.
Yeah, that was sweet. Yeah. You taught me all the rules of rugby union. Because the first rugby I was seeing was rugby.
You had no idea what the rules were of rugby, but you were still enjoying watching it.
I was enjoying it, yeah. Yeah, no, you know me. I love NFL. So, and then league I started to watch a couple of weeks ago because we got a rugby channel over here. And since then, yeah, I'm hooked. Every live game I want to see, yeah. Good, so thanks. Thanks for that.
Alex Fox in the chat room says, we're all a bunch of miserable bastards. There we go.
Thank you, Alex. We love you too.
Russ has been a little bit more vocal. He said, the Olympics can chew on its own vomit encrusted crap. What a waste of time and money. Is that I'm not sure if that's a vote for or against. I'm going to have to.
God. Almighty.
They're not.
The Brits aren't happy.
Rules. Gazmaz, who's a rugby referee and well known, apparently wears a yellow shirt, so he must be doing it reasonably high up. Says, rules, they're laws, man. Laws of the game. Thank you. He's right. I do apologize. I should have known better. Mr. Forsman.
Yes.
Astound us, sir. Did you get a prize, by the way, Carl?
Oh, that's free. Yeah.
Oh, that's so, why you bought it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was going to mention Air Parrot, we talked about earlier today.
Oh. You hadn't got one, had you?
No, that was going to be my cool thing.
Yeah.
In the middle of writing up using AirPlay mirroring for ours, and I was playing with it yesterday, and I've got still have my review unit of my Retina MacBook Pro here, but my MacBook Air that I use is from 2010, and it's not compatible with the AirPlay mirroring feature that's built into Mountain Lion.
Right.
So it's like, oh, well, good. I can test it on the new Retina MacBook Pro, and I tested it, and it worked great, and it was really simple. And I was like, but I remember that it was possible to do this before Mountain Lion even came out. There was a way to do this. And so I just did a quick Google search and came up with Air Parrot, which came out a few months ago. And it works back to 10.6.8, so you don't even need Lion. You can just use Snow Leopard if you want.
Okay.
And it works... on pretty much any Mac, any Intel Mac anyway. And so I put it on here and I was able to just throw my desktop right up to the 55-inch TV in the living room. And it's not quite as smooth as Mountain Lion's implementation. It relies on some special hardware in the newer Intel processors called QuickSync. So it's doing all hardware-based video compression and streaming.
Excellent.
Whereas AirParrot's software, but you know, the download's free. You get 20-minute limit, you know, to test it out. If you like it, I think it's $20. I'm trying to see the price here. I've got it. $10 for single seat. So.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Mr. Green. Astounders, sir. Astounders. Well, no, you can't pick Mountain Lion either. That's a
No. A couple of tips and an app. Is that okay?
Of course.
Chess. Now on the Mac, you can use the Game Center and play. So if you've got friends abroad and stuff like that, and you want a game of chess remotely,
have you got another Mac with a different name that's your friend so that you can play yourself and win, like you talked about the other week?
Oh, you wait. I'm going to challenge Mike Smith. I'll have him. Which brought me to the idea. Two thoughts on that is, one, the voice recognition in the chess game was truly awful, wasn't it? And you used to say like D5 to whatever, and it never ever understood you. I wonder whether they put the voice recognition technology, the new one, into the chess game, which I haven't tried yet. But the icon looks exactly the same, so I'm doubting it whether they have. But I just thought I'd mention that as a tip if you might have missed it.
Doing good.
The second tip, and you probably take the mick out of me, but...
Never.
I bought a film the other day.
Are you there? You've gone on mute again. You bought a film the other... Was it a silent movie?
No. It's very pornographic in nature.
Debbie Does Romford. It's a low-budget version.
Yes.
No, we'll never know. We'll never know what film. That I
was going to write it down.
Here we go. Semaphore. The film he looked up. Hello? Yes, we can see hello, but we just can't. Film. We can't hear it. Is it me you're looking for? This is great. If you're on the audio podcast, can we hear you? No, we can't. That's why you're writing on a piece of paper, you twat.
If you're on the audio only version right now,
Will Greedy's holding up a sign saying, hello, can you hear me? Rather than actually saying the words, hello, can you hear me? And I know he can hear me because he's got a dumb look on his face. Like, what have I just done?
Whoops.
Greeny, you there, mate? Hello? He's gone. There we go. That took a lot longer than it should.
Oh.
Don's disappeared as well. Oh, have blimey. I? Blimey. No, he's gone. There we go. He's gone.
It's funny. Have I?
Boom. You have an incoming call from Don.
We'll be back again in 3 minutes once everyone's decided to make Skype work. Hello, Don.
Well, that was weird because it sort of stopped working about 10 minutes ago.
It's Greeny. Greeny's Mac.
It reconnected me, and I've been listening to you fine and laughing at Greeny and stuff. And that was only when you said I'd gone that I realised that you can hear me.
Greeny sent you a piece of malicious code via his silence. That's what it was. He's the semaphore sniper.
I think we might have found the problem with Mountain Lion. Skype seems to be a bit buggy.
Yeah, I think that's the consistent.
I'm not on Skype, so... Yeah, the webcam from last week, you know, when it starts to go green, and from this week, that was on Mountain Lion last week as well. So I wonder if there is a problem with Skype and Mountain Lion.
And here he is.
No, it's just a problem with Skype. Let's not blame Mountain Lion.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Green.
Hello.
Hello, you're back. Thank you, sir. we seem to think, because you're all on Mountain Lion, and I'm not, and neither are the Skype machines in the cupboard, so... That would be a consistent factor, most definitely. With the process of elimination, it's Skype. So, Greeny, you were at a movie watching.
I bought the movie, which is the new.
Which movie?
It was the Paul Hogan, his new one, about him and his son driving across Australia. Supposed to be a comedy, pretty tragic, actually. Wouldn't recommend
Paul Hogan or Hulk Hogan?
Paul Hogan was Crocodile Dundee, mate. Yeah. Which one?
The Crocodile Dundee.
Crocodile Dundee, right, okay.
And then And I was streaming that from my Mac to my Apple TV.
Right.
All good. And then I finished the movie and noticed on the top of the Apple TV, it said, purchase movies, which I didn't know that had happened. So on your Apple TV.
He's gone again. Oh, he's gone again. Oh, man.
Oh,
never mind.
Bugger. We got you, Greeny. We can still see you. We just can't hear you. Keep writing your notes, mate. This will be good audio. Me reading your notes is going to be absolute quality podcasting. And if you could just illuminate your green screen a bit better next week, that'd be fab, because then at the moment you look like you're a ghost.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I got you now. You're on the you're on the Mac, aren't you? So
yeah, maybe it might be my FireWire device.
No, you've just pushed your microphone out of the way, and that was what was picking you up. So, hello,
you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, mate. Go ahead. We got you. Go ahead, mate.
You know, this is the longest pick in history.
This is. He gets his airtime, doesn't he? Go on, yeah. Greeny.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, finish your pick off. So you got the purchase notification.
Which is possibly the most boring pick I've ever done, isn't it? It's lasting so long.
Well, given the technical issues as well, I think it's right up there for the top five.
I know. Do you want the last one or not?
Of all the crap you've picked, keep going, mate. Go on.
The last one is Send to Kindle. Now, as a Kindle user, I don't use it that much, but up until now, with the Send to Kindle thing, anything on your Mac, it doesn't matter what it is, you can say file, print, it's a web page, a PDF, don't matter. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, it sends it to the Kindle over Wi-Fi, which is free. And so, for instance, when Mountain Lion came out, I didn't do the Ars Technica one. Is it Ars or Ars?
Ars.
Ars.
Moving on. That was funny the first time. It's not funny anymore. Come on.
No, because I heard the Ars.
You only get that joke twice. Two jokes are funny. Three jokes are just a crowd.
I haven't done it a second time. It was only a question.
You've done it three times now. Move on.
Three strikes,
you're off. Let's go.
I'm going to do bottom Technica. Anyway, and so this... I'll give up, mate. Go on.
There we go. That's Greeny's pick done with.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it was.
As usual. utter drivel. Have you come... the questions are thrown you, haven't they?
Have you sent to me, yeah?
No, I haven't sent to you. I need to sit and edit the answers out. I'm not sending you the answers.
Why didn't you send me the bloody answers?
Well, no, because it's no fun then. I want to hear your postulations next week, mate.
No, it could be snappy and live. If you send me the answers, right?
You'd fake that you didn't know them, is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Edit this bit out, right? And I'll pretend I didn't know. I'll tell you what, I'll do the...
Oh, Mr. I know what I'm talking about now. When you couldn't work out about editing last week, could you, when it suited you? No.
No. I suppose... What? The Apple TV thing?
Yeah?
Did it...
Oh, and he's gone again. Thank you for the entertainment, Skype. It's been my pick of the week is Skype. No question. Man. It's kept Greeny quiet and provided untold amounts of entertainment. He's not happy, is he? Look at him. Oh, poor lad. He's stuck in a muted heaven, muted hell. Never mind. While we're waiting for Greeny to get his Skype on sorted out, have a listen to this fantastic tip from Gazmaz.
Hi everyone, Gazmaz here with a quick tip for the wonderful audience of the Mac Show, brought to you from the British Tech Network. This tip also comes with the help of Camtasia from TechSmith. Here's a finder tip for you. Well, kind of. I'll explain. Do you find yourself with a load of Finder windows open and you want to close them all quickly? Well, obviously here I'm doing a quick multiple window open by pressing Command N. You did know that Command N gave you a new window, didn't you? Of course you did. Anyway, I'm also sure that you know by then pressing Command W that it will close the active window you're on. Well, because like me, you may have a small 11-inch screen, or, more like me, you've probably got a touch of the OCDs. If you want to close all of these active windows, you can do so by pressing Command-Option-W, which closes all of the open Finder windows. In fact, this will do the same for any multiple application windows you may have open. For example, if I have various Safari windows open, you may want to close all of those windows with a quick Command-Alt-W. Now, you may have to be a little wise how you use this particular option, and that's kind of why I call this a Finder tip, because that's when I use it most. Hope that was helpful. That's all I have for you this week. As usual, have a great Mac week.
Hang on, I've switched the green counter off. I need to put the green counter back on so I can. There we go, 56 minutes. I haven't got a pick of the week. I haven't thought of anything. I can edit this bit out. Don't worry. I can't think of anything. I'm not doing an Olympics app. Aaron Clayton's just passed me an Olympics app, but after all the grief I've given the Olympics, I really can't in conscience do that. my pick is the mountain lion. No, I can't do that either. Never mind. Right, I'll think of some and I'll post it up on a blog. There you go. I'm useless. Where can we get a hold of you, Mr. McAllister?
Right, the usual places over at screencastonline.com for my weekly iOS and Mac video tutorials, on my blog at themacscreencastguy.com, and also on the Twitter as Don McAllister. And next week, you'll be able to find me somewhere else as well, but I'm keeping that quiet.
Somewhere else, as in somewhere.
Not saying.
Just give us a tantalising.
Not saying. Just another. How can I put it? Another place to find me.
Nexus, you're going to be on a
different platform.
Possibly, but not Nexus 7.
No, I've heard you've not been very impressed with that.
No, it's great. Actually, it's a nice little device. It just doesn't... I only bought it really to give it a try and to understand, you know, the concept and have a look at the form factor. But it's not something I'm going to use every day, so I've had my play with it now, so it's going to a good...
Okay. It's great. Here, I'm going to chuck it away.
Have you sold it yet?
A friend of mine is interested in it.
Oh, so. Okay.
Well, it's just the 8 gigabyte one.
Yeah, could I have it for a week just so I can write a review on it? Because Google still won't send me one.
Really?
Yeah, no. If I could borrow it for a week, I'd be really grateful.
I've already offered it to him now, so probably if he buys it, he's not going to be very happy if I give it to someone else for a week. Well, if you only had told me yesterday.
No. Don't worry, it's fine.
I'll let you in on the big secret next week anyway about what I'm...
Righto, mate. We'll keep it hush-hush. Mr. Swagger, where are you, sir?
You can find me at kyleswagger.com or on Twitter at Kyle Swagger.
There you go. And Mr. Forsman, you, sir?
ArsTechno.com, where you can find all my brilliant articles about Apple and other related topics. Or you can get me on Twitter at Forsmack.
We've unfortunately lost Mr. Green. He has disappeared, but you can get him on
unfortunately.
Twitter. You can get him on Twitter at British Mac, and not that he posts there prolifically, of course, but when you can get him on actually, for British Mac podcast, he doesn't post that prolifically either.
No, he's back. He's back.
But they're worth having. Or you can get him on the fantastic British Mac podcast, which you've got to listen to. Will Green here. Is Will Green diluted? Will Green on the British Mac podcast, mate, is Will Green condensed? Condensed Green, what you need. He's gone again. He's lost it. So there we go. And you can get me. I'm at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. And you can always get me for work as well if you want. Okay. We'll see you again next week. We've got the Mac Show again at 3:30 as normal. Photo Show at 2. Big Show on Thursday night. We'll have the F1 Show. We're recording that on Sunday night this week after the Hungarian Grand Prix. And you've got loads of other podcasts to listen to. Don't forget to have a think of Worlds Apart. The Media Show's a new one that's up. Give them a listen. Also, we've got the Web Show, which is doing very well in iTunes. Well done, Paul Wheatley. And also the iOS Show, which is riding high as well at the moment. And the iOS Show is really, really good. And my preferred choice, I've got to say, if I got one podcast on the network that I'm not involved with that I love listening to, it's The Gamer Show. You've got to listen to The Gamer Show. Do try us out. There's loads of podcasts to try. We had a rather good month last month. 16th of June to 16th of July, we did 750,000 downloads. So thank you very much to everyone who downloaded us. If anyone's out there and wants to sponsor this show, you're welcome. We'll get you a few people for sure. We can get Forsman followers, you can get anything. See you next week.
Sure.
Thanks for watching.